This week on Inside the Pocket, we review our week staycation that Austin and I just completed. We got some NFL and fantasy football news, some NHL talks of acquisitions for the Blues and the Cup going international. We also got our wow stories of the week. We got some new debatables and Tinder talks, as well as our other segments, always followed by a beer review. Let's go, guys. Welcome to Inside the Pocket. It's me, your host, Austin Robinson. As always, with me is Gavin.
What up, man?
Not much, dude. We had such a fun motherfucking week this week.
Hell yeah, we did. We took off a whole week of work. We did some things.
We did the stuff that people do around the towns.
So, Monday, woke up, and I played my first round of golf. It was only 9 holes, but I didn't do too bad.
You didn't do awful. You didn't do awful. I've definitely seen people do worse for their first 9 holes.
Yeah, I struggle, but it made me want to play more. So we'll have to get out there and play some more so I can improve. But the highlight of the day, I beat Austin on the 9th hole. I won a hole.
On the last hole. He won the hole. I won the day.
But that's all right. I was still pretty pumped. We only lost a handful of balls.
Yeah, because of that goddamn pond.
Yeah, there's just this one hole that had water everywhere.
And we lost, I think I lost 3 on it.
Yeah. But then Tuesday we hit up Warped Tour. It was awesome.
It was so goddamn hot.
Census Fail was badass. They played an awesome little mashup with a bunch of good bands. And I believe it was like System of a Down, Drowning Pool, Limp Bizkit, and then Rage Against the Machine all in one little thing. And so that was pretty dope.
It was so hot. Beer was a horrible choice.
Yeah, it was fucking blazing. That's why we eventually just switched and got the
Palm Tree Margaritas.
Yeah, we did get a Palm Tree Margarita, which was pretty fucking good. But then we switched to sodas and got the free refills, and then we just hydrated.
Yes, which is what was needed because, goddammit, I was sweating my balls off because we decided to wear jeans like dummies.
And I got pretty tan. Check this out. Bad radio, but didn't even get burnt. Got a real tan. That's nice. So I'm a little, got a little color.
I got a lot of color, actually.
Yeah. And then Wednesday was the 4th, which was wild. It wasn't as big of an event as it normally is, I think, because it was in the middle of the week. The fireworks were still pretty sick, though. They did a good job. But while the fireworks were going off, some dude decided to start shooting off fireworks from the, like, behind the tents where people were all sitting and watching.
Yeah, we were by the beer gardens.
And so these people just start launching fireworks right over everybody's head, launch them into a couple, like, families of people. Then one blew up right on them, and then a couple police gals came up and started talking to him, and went to arrest him, and he started resisting. There were a couple of these dudes, so I just got up and bolted.
Which is not a good sight.
And so I bolted over there, and there were a few other people, and eventually the guys kind of calmed down, just let them, you know, cuff them, and they walked away peacefully, but
I was scared you were just going to fucking tackle them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You think I'm just going to jump right in and tackle two
Yeah, dude, you were full sprint over there. Yeah. I mean, you're a bigger guy. Your momentum could have carried you in.
No, I wasn't just going to come in there fucking blazing, but I was there in case something happened. I made sure the two dudes saw me, like, this gets wild. It's gonna get wild. It's gonna be a bad time for
it's
you.
It's gonna be a bad day for old buddy there.
But a poor day to get arrested as we celebrate our freedom. Thursday, we went and saw movies, which we made another terrible choice. Popcorn, candy, and
liquor
are terrible when that's all you've had
for a day.
Yeah, the first part of the day we did that. I spent the rest of the day on the toilet.
I also enjoyed pickles. I had my jar of pickles.
Austin ate his goddamn fucking pickles, which was wild. But we saw the new Jurassic World, and we saw Tag. Jurassic World was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for the next one with some of the stuff that they introduce in it.
Yeah.
And we don't want to give any spoilers, but definitely pay attention to the people Not so much the dinosaur. There's a couple. There's one in particular person that you really need to pay attention to and listen to the dialogue that surrounds that person. And then Tag was just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Tag was great.
It does get real at the end.
Yes.
So prepare yourself for a very real ending. But all in all, it was a hilarious movie.
Hannibal Buress made the movie for me. I thought he was the best in it. Just everything he said was
to me. I thought what was funny is he didn't even really say jokes. He just kind of said observation. It was just observational humor the whole time.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought he killed that movie.
Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. Friday, I've been streaming all this week. So if you're into games and you want to come check me out, that's GD_live. You do twitch.tv/GD_live. And I've been playing some of that.
You forgot to talk about on Thursday that you beat me at a basketball game.
Oh, yeah. When we were at the movies in between it, we kind of, like, surprised each other with the sports. So, Nicole, my girlfriend, has never beat me in a game of air hockey, and I'm pretty good at air hockey. And we sit there. First, we played the basketball game, and I shot and did decent, and Austin decided to go up there and just made a fool of himself.
Yeah, I did so bad.
And I got up there and just totally fucking blew him out. What did you have the one time?
I had 39.
And I had like 80-something.
Yeah.
And so, destroyed you in that. But then Austin beats me 3 games in a row in air hockey, so it was kind of like we assumed we would be beating the other one at, we lost it both. We lost both our away games.
Yeah, yeah, we lost, yeah.
Or we won our away games.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lost our home games.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And then,
we're both away game guys.
Yeah. We're away game guys. So then, like I said, Friday I streamed and just kind of hung out, did some stuff around the yard. What'd you do on Friday?
Not shit.
Same season.
I just laid around. I played some Xbox, watched some movies. We went to the bar for a little bit.
Yeah. We did go up to the bar, have some food,
chill for a little bit. That was
about it. And then, Saturday we went to a park. Walked through that, saw some creepy, like, abandoned cars in the woods.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were, like, really old, and then we saw, like, 7 or 8 deer. A couple times we thought these 2 little ones were going to come up to Gotham, but the mom was like, yo, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's a black deer. Yeah, you don't want to be around black deers.
We don't associate with the black deers. but he would have definitely enjoyed that. One thing I can say is, if you see people walking a Great Dane, I don't need to know that I should put a saddle on him. Like the typical just dad jokes that everybody says when they see the biggest dog they've probably ever seen.
Yeah.
We heard the same joke probably 10 times. It was fucking ridiculous. But that's all we pretty much did. And now today, we're doing this podcast for you people. Today's Sunday. Don't know what day you're going to listen to it, but
I'm getting ready for football.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my football shit. I got my Colts shirt and hat on. I'm
actually rocking it. At one point last night, I was going to get on and do a mock draft, but they don't do mock drafts really late. It said that the next one was at 4 a.m. and it was 2:30, so I didn't feel like waiting, although I was up and I could have done one. But, yeah.
No, I'm excited for mock draft season. It's going to be a rough year, I think, because I don't know how I'm going to attack fantasy this year.
That's why you do the mocks.
Come up with some ideas, some game plans. But going into the fantasy football, let's just go ahead and break right into that NFL news we got here.
All
right,
before I get started, I just want to say I didn't do any NFL stuff because you told me you had a plethora of information for us to talk about.
Yes, yes, I did. All right,
here we go.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring up Andrew Luck, my favorite guy.
Okay.
And let's just talk about how good of a goddamn person he is still.
Okay.
He's not in the league. Andrew Luck went for a ride on his bike, and he happened to lose his wallet on accident.
Oh, Jesus.
So he got done with his bike ride and realized his wallet was gone. All merp, 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 goddamn it, of course. Well, he goes over to the practice facility, and somebody had turned his wallet in. A man had been walking on the trail later that day and found his wallet and took it to the camp. And when he got there, his wallet was there. Nothing was taken. Everything was golden. So Andrew Luck signed a football and wrote a thank you letter and got the guy tickets to a game. Done. So he sent all that to the guy who found his wallet.
What a nice guy.
Just to put in to perspective how nice of a motherfucker Andrew Luck is, he just does shit like that for people all the time.
You know what would be really nice of him? If he could, you know, throw during a game.
He will. He'll be able to throw. he'll be throwing mad dimes this season. I'm gonna say he's gonna have a 4,000 yard season.
Jesus, you are insane.
4,000 yards. He's gonna get up there. He's gonna get there.
What's next on your list?
Next on my list, it's not really a story, but it's something that I've noticed over the past couple weeks, which is something different that hasn't happened in, I don't know, the last 10 years, is there's not a negative story about the Cleveland Browns on NFL Network or NFL.com right now. Everything looks positive. The entire team seems to be like, we're going to win this year at least two games.
So they've hit rock bottom, and everybody else is like, we can only really say positive things at this point.
Yeah, because really any move they make at this point might help, and they just don't know. So I just thought it was interesting to, like, flip through on NFL, and it's not like, whoop, the Cleveland Browns are doing Cleveland Browns things. It's, look at the Cleveland Browns. They might actually win three games.
Maybe. We will see.
So I'm just excited, and they're actually saying that Baker Mayfield is not going to play and that Tyrod Taylor is going to keep the reins from what I saw on there. So
he's a more veteran player, and give Baker Mayfield some time to just learn some things.
It might be what the Browns need, because the Browns have been throwing in rookie quarterbacks at their helm for the past fucking 6 years, and it hasn't worked out. They might need a guy who's been playing for a little while to be back there.
Just let somebody keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see if Tyrod can't do some things there, and maybe Baker Mayfield will learn some stuff.
Yeah. Well, I also put on here, what teams are you excited to see other than the Falcons and the Colts, which are our favorite team, so obviously we would want to see them. But for me, I put the Raiders as my number one team I'm excited to see because of new head coach John Gruden. I want to see if he still got it in the tank after leaving the Buccaneers. I think it was almost 10 years ago when he stopped coaching.
Yeah.
And now he's back at the helm. Do you have a team?
I am pretty excited to see Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
They had the number two defense last year.
Yeah.
And they used a ton of draft picks on improving on that. So I feel like their defense is going to be amazing this year. I'm excited to see what Blake Bortles will do. He kind of shut a lot of people up last year.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to see that team. I think they're a pretty good team right now.
As I already talked about, the Browns. I'm excited to see the Browns. I'm excited to see if they win a couple games this year. I said, I think earlier in one of our first episodes, I think they're going to win. I think I said they were going to go 4-11.
The Colts?
No, the Browns.
Yeah.
I think I said that. I'm not sure. I might have to go back and listen and see what I said, but I think I called for 4-11. If they do that, I'll be happy. But if they do any better, I'm going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Just because I'd like to see the Browns do something. After the Browns, I put the Ravens because the Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson situation that was boiling at one point, and now they're using both quarterbacks on the field.
Which is wild. It could be a new meta gameplay.
However, I want to see if Lamar Jackson pushes out Joe Flacco, and if he does, where would Joe Flacco go? Do you think he would stay as a backup, or do you think he would move to another team to try and start? And what team do you think Joe Flacco might head to?
I'm really not sure where Joe Flacco would head to. I don't really follow Joe that close, so it'd be hard for me to know if he's got the ego that he's not going to back up anybody.
Right.
But as far as team, I mean, I guarantee if Joe Flacco looks, a team's going to want to sign him.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's always been in the question of, is he elite? Is he not elite? Can he actually do it? Can he really be the helm of a team and make you to the playoffs and make you to a Super Bowl every year?
Yeah.
They're not sure if he's quite that guy. I just don't know what team right now would be able to take in a quarterback like Joe Flacco and make him the starter. One of the only teams I can think of are the Dolphins that would maybe consider it because they have Ryan Tannehill, who has been hurt quite a bit.
Yeah.
But their backup. I can't even remember who their backup was when Ryan Tannehill went down last year.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of teams right now with some younger guys, and, you know, there may be a situation like the Jameis Winston thing where a team's star quarterback goes down and they're looking for somebody. Joe Flacco would be an amazing pickup to fill in for a year or something like that if that were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at what Nick Foles did. Yeah. You can just try and be a backup. And we were talking about that, about the two quarterback meta situation
at the bar the other night. Something where teams will have just an elite backup, or as some of these really good guys get older, they might not have it in the tank to go a whole season, but you might have some of these other guys play through the regular season and get you into the playoffs, and then you start this veteran quarterback that has playoff experience and Super Bowl experience to carry you through the postseason.
Yeah, like people like Tom Brady who want to play forever, you could keep Tom Brady on your bench during the regular season. Like if they would have kept Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. The Patriots could have Jimmy Garoppolo play the season, make it to the playoffs, Tom Brady come in, fresh arms, fresh guns. He's been telling Garoppolo what to do, how to play. He's been pretty much like a quarterback coach, and now he's going to be on the field during the playoffs with a fresh Tom Brady. Are you shitting me?
That might not be a bad move.
You think you're going to have a good time facing a Tom Brady who's ready to get his ass going to get his sixth Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, it's basically just like kicking back and then saying, all right, now I'll finish this one up, boys.
Yeah, you could see people come back into the league. Fucking Peyton Manning.
Yeah, some guys be like, fuck, if I only got to play in the playoffs and Super Bowl, I'll fucking come do that.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting.
You'd have to get a whole new section for stats, though. Like, there's, like, your playoff stats and stuff like that, but for players like Tom Brady at this point, because that doesn't count to your actual season stats.
Yeah, once it would just playoffs. Be a postseason stat.
Yeah, it would be postseason stats. So, like, you might have, like, people who come in and only do that. And you'll have to have, like, the postseason Hall of Famers, like, who really killed it in the playoffs because that's all they ever did.
Yeah.
And then my last team that I'm excited for is the Chiefs, after giving Alex Smith the boot, and they're going to put Patrick Mahomes.
You think Patrick Mahomes is ready?
Yeah. I mean, he's going. He was a rookie last year, and he lit it up during the preseason. And then Alex Smith came in and did really well for the Chiefs. I'm actually surprised they got rid of him. But everybody seems so excited about Patrick Mahomes and him being on the sideline, people were not happy about. Yeah. And a lot of fans of the Chiefs didn't like Alex Smith anyway.
Yeah.
So getting rid of him, he's gone. Now they're going to throw this quarterback in there. One of two things are going to happen. He's going to blow up and be like a Carson Wentz-type quarterback and just sweep the league. Or he's going to be awful and be like a Johnny Manziel, where he comes in with all this hype, has a couple good games, does bad, and then they're really sad and they want Alex Smith back again. But he's going to be happily...
You don't think he can have just a mediocre season?
I don't think so. I think he's either going to explode or do bad.
Hmm. Hit or miss.
Hit or miss, yeah. Bang or bust.
Bang or bust.
Do you have anything whatsoever on NFL?
Nope. This was your show this week.
All right, well, yeah, that's what I got on the NFL. I was just real up and going about other teams. Do you have any other teams you're excited to see or anything about the Falcons that you're interested that they're making moves on?
I'm excited to see Riley play.
Riley Cooper?
No, Ridley.
Ridley. Yeah.
The new wide receiver that they got. Really excited to see him. I'm only hearing good things out of anything I read about his camps and everything like that, so I'm definitely excited to see him hit the field. I'm hoping Devonta Freeman has another big year this year. I'm hoping Matty Ice can kind of shake it off after he got paid. And so, yeah, I'm just excited to see them play. Like I said, Jacksonville's going to be a good team to see get going. And, yeah, we'll see how the season goes.
Okay, here's a question. You can only keep one of the three. Okay?
Okay.
Julio, Freeman, Coleman. Which one of them do you keep?
Freeman?
You get rid of Julio?
Yeah. Now, when you say get rid of them, like they just leave the team, or it's like you're going to have to do something with these players, you can only keep one of them?
No.
Because like they're not just going to lose Julio. They'll get
right. No, say they get executed if you don't choose them.
I don't know. I might go with Julio at that point because right now there is a bunch of good running backs in the league.
Yeah.
And so if that were the case, I'd probably have to go Julio just because right now amazing wide receivers compared to amazing running backs is kind of tilted.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a running back guy. I'm big on the running back.
I really want the Colts to trade with your Falcons and get Coleman. I really want Coleman on my Colts.
Give us T.Y. Hilton.
No. No, you can't have him. We don't have anyone else. He's it. He's our air weapon.
I would probably take that new tight end that you got. I like him a lot.
Oh,
Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll make some calls, see if we can get something going for these
teams. Yeah, we're pretty influential to both of our teams.
Of course. We're the favorite podcast of both the Atlanta Falcons and the Indianapolis Colts.
You heard it here.
But if we're pretty much wrapped up for the NFL, let's jump into our next favorite sport that we can't fucking watch right now, the NHL.
Can we just talk about how much of a struggle it is to do this and talk about the football and talk about hockey? And neither of them are on.
Yeah.
And you just want to cut your wrists when you're reading shit because you get so excited for it to finally start. But let's go ahead and celebrate that this is the last month without football. We got it next month, and I'm fucking excited. I'm coming right now just thinking about it.
And you know what else is next month? We're going to be official, baby. We're going to be
It's the start. It's going to be official. We're going to be a thing, a real thing.
All right. Well, jumping into NHL, the Blues, as we talked about in the last episode, were able to finish up a deal to acquire O'Reilly from Buffalo. We got Ryan O'Reilly, and the Sabres got a 2019 first-round pick, a 2021 second-round pick. They were able to get Tage Thompson, Patrick Berglund, and Vlad Saboka from us. I would have liked to keep Saboka. I like him a lot. Tage is a young guy who's got a lot of potential. Berglund, pretty happy to see leave, actually. So I thought it was a really good deal. We had to give up a lot of things, but we got definitely a good player in him. We also got, who is the other guy we picked up?
Tyler Bozak.
Yeah, Tyler Bozak.
We got David Perron. We got
David Perron, and I believe we just signed another guy yesterday. Not a big stat guy, but a big presence in front of the net, so I'm excited to see him. I can't really remember who it was right now, but we'll touch on that next week, maybe. Also, I got the Cup is going international, Austin.
I actually knew about that, Obi.
Cup's going around the world. It starts... starting in the summer with the trip to Russia, the first appearance at the World Cup, then making its way to Moscow for Alex Ovechkin's official feat. The trophy will be logging a ton of air miles this summer. It's going to be in 8 countries represented on the Capitals team. August 24th, the Cup will be heading to Humboldt, Saskatchewan.
You saying that right?
Yeah, home of the Humboldt Broncos. Saskatchewan? Saskatchewanian native Chandler Stevenson's day with the Cup, but the NHL is planning to have an event including a skills competition, and St. Louis Blues Braden Schenn will be making the trip over there to compete.
That school you said, the Broncos, wasn't that the one that crashed last year with the team in it and they died?
No, this is a team over in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the team was a college team that was over here, I thought.
Oh, they just both happened to be the Broncos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't believe...
I thought maybe that's why the Cup was going over there, is because, like, to that school, I thought maybe they were honoring it since those kids died.
And maybe that is. Maybe that is why it's going over there, is to kind of be like a... memorial service.
Yeah, that's just immediately what I thought when you said the Broncos. I was like, oh, that's really cool that he's taking it.
Yeah, that very well may be what it's for. Also, alternative jerseys are back. 1/3 of all the teams are getting new alt jerseys this year.
Really?
So that'll be exciting to see those. I know a couple of teams have already announced that they're getting them. I know there was the Hurricanes.
Yeah, we talked about the Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Hurricanes got a new one.
Which is badass looking.
Yeah, and there were a couple other teams that are getting some, and all of them are kind of like retro alternative jerseys, so that's pretty cool.
I wonder if the Blues are going to just get like one of their classic ones back, or if they're going to do the one with the arch on it, the circle one.
Yeah, we still have that one.
Do they still wear it ever? Did they wear it at all last season?
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they don't wear it very often, but I do think they have it. But part of me thinks they maybe started using the classic one instead more often for alt. And then the only other thing I got is by late fall or early winter, we will get confirmation on the possible 32nd NHL team that will be represented in Seattle.
Really?
So it'll be another expansion team very quickly to bring it to 32 teams in the league. It'll
be up to the NFL.
Yep.
And so
it'll be wild. Did you have any other NHL news this week?
No, I didn't know that you covered Ovi. I was going to say it's pretty awesome to see Ovi go ahead and start bringing the cup around the world after that bender he was on. Because I still can't get over it.
It was wild. I'm surprised he's even still alive.
Yep, I respect a good run, and that was a good fucking run he had. He was going hard as a brick shithouse every day.
Yeah, no, they were definitely taking over the internet for quite a while. It's nice that he's going to be able to take that over there. I'm sure Putin's going to be very happy to see it. And with that kind of wrapping up our sports talk, we're going to head into our first segment, other than the sports segments, which is our WOW stories of the week.
Wow.
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 I'm not happy. Happy at all.
We're not happy.
This is a bad time.
This is some breaking news that we're sharing with you guys.
I'm an upset person, and I don't like people being people. It makes me angry.
People generally are shitty, and the people represented in this next WOW story of the week are very shitty.
So, as you guys know, for those of you who listen, we had just launched some shirts with barrels.
Barrels Tap House in O'Fallon, Missouri is one of our first and best sponsors. They're an awesome bar local to us that has helped us out. We will be doing some recordings there. We always catch the football games there on Sunday, and they have partnered with us, and we actually have some of our Inside the Pocket t-shirts made with them, and
they're for sale at the bar, and they had them on display on a wall, and somebody came in and just ripped the Inside Pocket shirt off the wall and took it.
So flattering, knowing that people are committing crimes to
in our name
get merch for our podcast, but also it's kind of fucked up and kind of dumb on their part, because there's literally a camera that looks right at them. So,
like, I respect the move. Like, I want this shit, I'm taking this shit, but don't take my shit, because I want the money for that.
Yeah,
so
you get paid for that. So if you think that you're like, oh, I'm going to gank this shirt and totally rep it because I don't want to pay for it, but I like those guys, well, you just took my money. So you're trying to support me by robbing me. It's kind of stupid.
So, Cuzzy, when we find those tapesies and we find you on it,
you're going to be in a lot of trouble, because we're either going to get the shirt back or we're going to charge you for that shit.
Yeah.
Or ban you from the bar.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, one way or the other, you're going to get some sort of repercussion for what you did, because it was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, we're trying to have sponsors and people who trust us to come in with us, and if you guys are going to be taking our product right away from them, that looks bad on us, too. That means somebody who probably knows the podcast or hears the podcast, because they didn't take the one with the bar's logo on it, they took the one with our logo showing on the front.
And they're dumb, because they were the same shirt.
Yes.
But one was the back of the shirt, which has the barrel's logo, and the front of the shirt has our logo on it, and they took the one that was displaying our logo. So it's obviously somebody that either knows or listens to the podcast, or just some dumb fuck that thought the logo was cool. But either way, if you look us up and you stole the shirt, you're a dumb fucking idiot, and you should just bring the shirt back. I'd have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, even if you came back to the bar and gave it back to them, I'm sure there wouldn't be a whole lot of problems or anything whatsoever. But no, just not thrilled with people being shitty like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely wow. But not as crazy fucking nuts as my story, which is a story about a bear.
A bear?
Living its best life.
Like a gay man?
No, like a real animal bear.
Oh.
A bear in California decided to start its 4th of July celebration a few days early and broke into some dude's backyard last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was fixing to beat the heat with some margaritas, chilling in his jacuzzi.
I respect that.
And he heard a noise in his backyard, thought it was one of his neighbors fucking around back there. But when it got really loud, he decided to look, and he saw a bear climbing over his fence.
Oh!
And so it decided to take a dip in the jacuzzi, and he had his margarita sitting out there that he was getting ready to drink, and it knocked it over as it got in there, but I guess it could smell it, and just started licking up the margarita, chilled in the jacuzzi for a little bit. And
living his best life.
Just lived his best life for a little bit and then headed on out and enjoyed the rest of the day.
Do you think the bear's fur clogged up the jets in the jacuzzi?
I don't know. I didn't ask the guy. I've never owned a jacuzzi, so I don't know what it might do.
I wonder, jacuzzis are like hot tubs, aren't they? They're like warm water.
They can be, but you can put it, like, you can get a jacuzzi tub in your bathroom.
Oh, and it's just, like, cooler.
Baths. Yeah. Oh. It's just got the jets.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure you can turn it up or cool it off on a hot day.
Gotcha.
And so, it's kind of like a hot tub, but you can control the temperature a little.
Yeah.
And so, later they saw the bear not far from there, sleeping in a tree. So he just went over, had a quick marg, went and took a nap. Guy said he ended up having to make himself two more margs after the startling incident.
Two more? Fuck. How hard of a life.
This guy's just trying to calm those nerves. He's just trying to relax and enjoy the day.
He should have went out there with the bear. Like, hey, Cuzzy.
Yeah, it's been like, Cuzzy, you like that? Let's have ourselves a day.
Yeah, me, you, jacuzzi time, some margs. Let's all just hang out here for a little bit.
Would have been awesome. And it says that, you know, bears aren't that uncommon in Southern California. Apparently another family had a whole family of bears swimming in their pool at one point. But the guy actually posted a video, which we'll share on our Facebook later tonight. And it shows the bear just kicking it in the jacuzzi tub, living his best life, enjoying the day.
You think it was Yogi Bear? He was after that picnic basket? Except it happened to be a margarita?
Could be.
Could be Yogi Bear and a jet tub.
Taking
jet
a bath.
A sleepy water tub.
You're not saving this joke.
All right.
Well, that was our wow stories. Sorry that Austin had to do that to you at the end of that.
That's right,
going to jump into our next segment, which would be something else that might be terrible if we were president.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president.
All right, Austin, let's hear your terrible plan for being a president.
I'm instilling a 30-hour work week.
Okay.
I'm instilling a 30-hour work week because I think people work way too goddamn much, and I think people are upset about it.
What about people that want to work a bunch?
That's fine. You can continue to work a bunch.
Okay,
so I'm not going to stop you from working more, but the minimum amount, the maximum 30.
They can force you to work.
Yes, is 30 hours. You can work 40 hours, so you can work 50 hours or 60 hours, but 30 hours is what I believe.
So you're cutting down the entire nation's work production by 25%.
Yes.
And you think that's going to be a good thing?
Yep.
I think
you're going to have more time off. You're going to have more people just relax.
And you're going to make less money to enjoy that time off.
Or unless you want to work more.
People are bad with their money. You're going to cause so many people to...
That's not my fault that they're bad with their money. I'm just saying, if you want to work more, you can. But I think 30
should be...
So then
do they have to pay overtime after 30 hours?
Maybe you can make a stipulation to where it'll stay in regular time up to 40. And after that, it's an overtime
pay. But they can only force you
to
have
30
hours.
Yes, they can only force you to work 30 hours. Up to 40 is regular pay. Past that is overtime.
So then you're going to have a bunch of people. You're going to have companies that need people to work because the construction industry is already undermanned and we're already working tons of overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have people that say, well, I'm not working more than 30 hours unless you pay me overtime up to, you know, after 30 hours.
Right.
And so then you're going to cause a lot of lulls in industry. You're going to make things take longer. Or you're going to increase the cost of what it takes to do a lot of things.
I think things should take longer because I think in this day and age, people are rush, 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 doing it now. Slow the fuck down.
I agree with that, but I don't think cutting the work time down is going to fix it. I feel like it's going
to
make that
I'm not cutting
even worse.
Down the work time. I'm cutting down the minimum amount they're allowed to force you to work. You can still work more hours. Sure, there's going to be people who don't, but there's also going to be a bunch who do.
Yes.
So I don't think it'll make much of a difference.
I think it'll make massive difference.
I think the massive difference it'll make is that the people who work the 30 hours are still going to work 40 for the most part, but they're probably going to take their occasional Friday or Thursday off. And then they're going to be a much happier person. They're going to have a 4-day weekend or a 3-day weekend instead of the standard 2, and they're going to have more times with their families, and I think it's going to be better for more personal health than
I feel business. Like that's also going to struggle, cause a lot of problems in planning.
Why?
Because if people can just take that day off whenever they want and it can't be forced upon them, you're going to constantly have times where it's like, okay, we'll be done. I'm going to take this Friday off.
It'd be just like it is now if you're getting asked to work overtime on the weekend. You can say yes or no. So they would know beforehand. It's not like they're going to go, hey, you're working Friday. And you go, no, I'm not going to. They're obviously going to ask you prior, hey, can you work on Friday?
So now they need to ask, about Fridays also with the weekend if yes. people are going to work?
Yes.
But then that Friday, they're not going to get paid overtime.
Correct. It would just be a standard weekday.
This is becoming a big hassle.
I think it would be great. Like, me personally, I would still probably work 40 hours because 40 hours does not bother me. But, I mean, there might be weeks where I do want to take that Friday off and I do want to have a 3-day.
Just take the Friday off?
Well, because then it's like I'm asking to be off. Like, I can just be like, no, I'm supposed to be off. So it's okay that I'm taking off instead of, like, having to call my boss and be like, hey, can I use one of my sick days or use one of my vacation days? Not just for construction like what we do, but other people have, like, a certain amount of days they're only allowed to take off. So if you wanted to happen to have more things happening than you have days vacation off, legally, they can only have you for 30 hours. So you can take those days off.
So 30-hour work week.
30-hour work week.
Interesting.
And there are other countries that do it.
Oh, I know. But they're not America.
No, I know they're not America. They're not nearly the piping, moving, shit-like show we are. Yeah. So I realize that, and our size is massive. And like I said earlier, it's such a go population and economy we have. I think slowing it back a little, telling everybody to be a little more patient, just calm down, I think that would be a big thing for us. I think it would be extremely positive.
No, I definitely think as far as the construction industry and a lot of other things need to just slow down a little bit too, because I feel like the quality that the world is producing right now is just getting worse and worse and worse because people are so worried about efficiency that they're not worried about quality anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's why the world's going to shit.
Yeah.
Well, my WoW story isn't nearly as intricate.
If I were president,
not my WoW story. I already did that. My WoW story was about a bear.
It was about a bear.
My presidential story is about some dogs.
Okay.
If I were president, I'm not saying this is logical, but goddammit, if I'm the president, I feel like dogs deserve to have some advancements made in their behalf, and we need to find some ways to make dogs live longer.
Okay, so are you talking about, like, figuring out different types of foods to make them live longer?
Either foods or some sort of medical products to extend their quality and longevity of life. Something to just force evolution upon the dogs to where they can live longer.
Are you thinking about this because you're scared your dog's going to die soon?
I don't think he's going to die soon, but I know the type of dog that I have doesn't live as long as a lot of others.
Yeah.
But we were also talking earlier about, like, you know, if your dog could live forever or die when you die, or if you die when your dog dies, like, all those kinds of things, mm-hmm. I would probably do it where my dog would die when I die, because then he'd miss me, and he'd be sad.
Yeah, but you'd want your dog to die?
Yeah, I mean, eventually everything dies. Life is pain.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, hypothetically, it can live past you onto a next owner.
No, because I feel like he would always just miss me, and then he would be living in misery.
Well, what about, like, Nicole? What if you and Nicole are together forever, and you die, and then the dog dies? You think her little heart's going to be able to take both those losses at once? Mm-hmm. She might just die over that.
And then we're all together again.
Well, you're not, because nothing happens when you die.
Well, we are. We're just together in nothingness.
Yeah, I guess. What a sad podcast this turned out to be.
I know, this got really deep. But, yeah, I would definitely invest some time and money into making dogs live longer, because they're the most badass animals in the world, and they're our best friends, and they fucking deserve it.
Yeah, dogs, all they want to do is love you.
And they can see ghosts.
They can see ghosts. That's wild. Dogs are weird. They also like to poop facing north or south, I just learned today.
Yeah, and that's a fact. We read that, or we saw that on a YouTube video, so you know that shit's real.
Yeah, if it's on the internet, it's real.
You know what else is on the internet, Austin?
What's that?
Conspiracy theories. And we don't know whether or not they're real or not, but we actually got some of those in our next segment.
That was a smooth-ass transition, boy.
Austin, this world's full of fucked up shit. We've been watching a lot of ghost videos on YouTube and shit lately.
Yes, we have.
And other conspiracy type theories. What's your conspiracy theory for us this week?
My conspiracy theory this week is one that's actually pretty popular, and it's against Big Pharma. The cure for cancer is out there. We got it.
I think we got cures for a lot of diseases out there.
Yeah, yeah. We know how to stop cancer. We figured it out. If you don't think we have, I think you're dumb.
Yeah.
Because the only reason that we haven't actually given out the cure is because of how much money it makes. I mean, look at how much money all those 5K makes every year just for hospitals.
Well, and think of how many just cancer research facilities there are where it's like, oh, we did it. Oh, what do we do now?
Yeah, and you just have to close down all these buildings that cost millions of dollars to make.
Yeah.
There's no chance. So I believe cancer is just being held out for long times because you're obviously going to get more money out of a patient. That's why you're also seeing cancer patients live a lot longer than they used to, because they are curing it because they know how. But they're bleeding you. They're literally just keeping you there.
It's a business.
Yeah, they're keeping you there to spend more money. Just like a CVS pharmacy puts their shit all randomly. So when you walk in there to buy one thing, you're going to run into five other things you want. You walk out with more. You buy more shit than you went in there for.
I feel like Target does that because every girl apparently spends tons of money at Target.
Yeah, the same thing. They just put shit scattered in places like that. So that's exactly what I think they're doing with cancer. There's actually a dude who has come out and claimed that he was the one who created the cure for cancer, and he sold it for like $15 million. I cannot think of his name. If anybody can think of the name and put a post to one of us on Facebook or Instagram on a DM, I will send you a shirt if you can find this dude's name, because I cannot remember it at the moment. So that's something for you listeners who come through and listen to win a free shirt.
There you go. So potential for a free shirt. Find out who cured cancer, and we'll send you that shirt. My conspiracy theory is one, I saw a meme about it, and I'm just running with it. I don't think there's any real backing behind it, but I think it's very plausible. Bob Ross, ever heard of him?
Yeah, nice guy. Happy Trees.
Happy Trees makes a lot of nice paintings. Well, he's not so much of a nice guy. He's actually a serial killer, and all of his paintings are the locations of where he hid his bodies.
So you think all of his paintings are of real places?
Yes, every painting he does is of a location that he has buried a body, and he takes a mental image of it, soaks it all in, and then goes and paints it on TV and tells the entire world where that dead body is.
Do you think it's somewhere in the picture or like where he's standing?
Like it's view? Like, yeah, it's like what he sees. He like buries him and then he finds somewhere where he like around the area, takes that mental image and then goes and paints it later on his episodes. And I actually did on Reddit find this creepypasta that was put on there that was pretty good. It was basically like this, his cameraman's filming him and he's talking about like, you know, he gets on there, he has this smug smile on his face of a murderer and he's painting this scene and it's a scene that he's seen and he remembers years ago he put the pieces together when he saw him make one of his paintings and he knew he'd seen the picture before and he saw on a local newspaper the picture that Bob Ross painted, but it was an actual photograph and it was where they had found a dead body. And he realized, like, holy shit.
So there's actually a creepypasta behind
the behind Bob. This, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, then it goes on to talk about, like, he's watching Bob paint this painting while he's thinking all this, and he realizes the painting that's being done is also familiar.
Yeah.
And he's like, where have I seen that? And he's walking around, and he looks out the window of the studio they're recording in, and he sees what Bob's painting, and he hears Bob say, I'm making this one for a special friend of mine. I can't wait to give it to him personally. And so it's almost like Bob's painting it about him.
The camera guy.
And he's about to bury him
out back in the studio. No.
And so it was a pretty cool creepypasta that the dude wrote about it. I was like, I could totally see that. Like, just this total charade. And a lot of serial killers have that, like, little egotistical thing where they want to leak clues about it and stuff. Uh-huh. That would be a real good one where I could see Bob Ross being a secret, just the sweet talking, happy clouds, add some happy birds. There's no mistakes. We just bury them and then paint a nice painting.
Just bury the mistakes. Oh boy. Those aren't so happy trees. Those are murder hiding trees.
Yes.
So, those are evil trees.
So if you ever see Bob Ross, you know, you might go get an Bob autograph. Ross is dead. But is he dead now?
I believe Bob Ross is dead.
I think you're right.
Let me fact check myself.
We're gonna check this real quick. But basically, I thought that was a pretty good one because you always hear some stuff about Bob Ross in the past being like an old army guy who had killed people or he was like real hardcore. And
Fun fact, actually, Bob Ross died on July 4th in 1995, so we just had the anniversary of his death.
Oh.
It's actually been 22 years since his death.
Wow, he died a really long time ago.
Yeah.
I never really watched him. I've obviously seen some of the Bob Ross stuff, and he's a big meme now.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know if he was still alive or dead. Shows how much I know. But, yeah.
He died from cancer.
That could have been cured.
Could have been cured.
But he deserved it because he was a serial killer.
Maybe that's why they don't give the cure out, so they can weed out some serial killers.
Ooh, cancer was actually created to take out serial killers.
Yeah. And just the people who go down with it just happen to be, you know...
Collateral damage.
Yeah, collateral damage.
That's sad. Well, that's pretty much all we have on our conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else is on the internet, Austin?
What is on the internet, guys?
Creepy-ass people. And these creepy-ass people send fucked-up messages to people on dating sites.
Yeah?
Specifically Tinder.
Oh. And
that's why I want to get into some of these in our Tinder Talk segment.
So
let's do it.
Yikes.
Okay, so this week's Tinder Talks were sent to us by a friend of a friend. Person I went to school with, Alyssa, sent me some of these of a coworker of hers, I believe. And they get wild.
Okay.
Okay, so these were all sent to the same woman, I believe, all by different people. The first one we got here is by Melly Matrix. He's 37. Hit me up anytime. No time for bullshit, is what his bio says. And the message that he sent is, you so cute, I sook your toes.
Oh, and he spelled sook, I assuming suck, S-U-K.
So, maybe an Asian? I suck your toes.
I suck your toes.
I suck your toe. But apparently sucking toes is no bullshit, because he don't got time for that.
No.
He's got time for sucking
on
toes.
Sucking toes is top tier shit, boys.
Yeah, so.
If you're not sucking a girl's toes, you're not doing your girl right.
And when she's got no time for bullshit, you best be sucking on them toes, because sucking on them toes ain't no bullshit.
Yeah.
The next one we had on here was by 86 Russ Jr., 31. He wants to eat them groceries, according to his bio. All
right.
And he hits her up with three messages. On one day, he hits her with the, hey, ma, what's up? Which is,
saying
what's
normal.
Up. That's normal. That ain't bad.
But he gets no reply.
He gets no reply. So, the next day, he decides to just cut to the chase and hit her with a sex question mark.
Solid ass up.
So now she knows what's up. She knows what he's looking for. And now he's getting a little agitated, I believe. And he hits her up maybe an hour later with, fat girl, let me hit question mark.
Boy.
So, He asked for sex, and now he's throwing in a little like, hey, big girl, I'm trying to fuck right now, so are we doing this or not?
Now, when he says that, you think he's trying to say, like, hit, like he wants to go, like, to kickboxing classes with her? Or you think he's talking, like...
Let me hit or do some high-intensity interval training?
Yeah.
Like, yo, hey, I need to go work out real quick.
Yeah.
I'll be back to you.
Yeah.
No, I believe he wants to fuck her.
Oh, all right, well.
So I believe that's what he's going for right there. He wants to hit that fat girl. And so he's into, I don't know, I haven't seen this woman. Maybe she's a little larger of a woman, and he's using it, or maybe he's using it in just like, he's got that fat ass, he wants to come hit it up.
We're just glossing over how easily you said he wants to hit that fat girl, as if that's supposed to sound like a sexual thing.
Hey, he said it, not me. I mean, I don't hit any girl, regardless of what size they are, but I believe he's using it in terms of, let's go.
As sexual content.
Let's go.
Let's go, cuzzy.
And so, yeah, I think he's just trying to get some, and no reply was ever given. Now, this last one takes the cake.
Is it the last one for the Tinder Talks?
Yeah, this is our last Tinder Talk. This is by Space Nerd 87.
Already.
33 years old.
Shooting high with the name.
Yeah, and his bio is Nerd Alert, so...
All right.
I mean, I consider myself kind of a nerd, but I don't go up and say, oh, hey, babe, I'm a fucking nerd. Nice to meet you.
You think he's in the Space Force?
I don't know. He's got a NASA shirt on in his profile picture. His nose looks like he just got punched in the face. Probably an attempted rape that somebody had to defend off by the looks of him.
Uh-huh.
He's got one random hair standing up. He looks like an alfalfa-looking motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
But this is what she says. Kind of random, but need some female input. I started talking to someone. So he's not even coming to this girl for a relationship. He's asking her for advice. Maybe the girl he's dating is similar. Yeah. I started talking to somebody, but she is going through stuff and doesn't have a sex drive.
Okay.
Like, at all. So to show her I was okay with waiting, I started to wear a locked male chastity device and gave her the keys. So was that kind of dumb? Question mark. Kind of random. Mine's kind of small, so maybe best to keep it locked up.
Okay.
And that last sentence is what really thrown me off, because if it's kind of small, I mean, is that thing just going around tearing shit up, that tiny little thing? That's why you need a chastity device for it?
I have a question. Have you ever seen a chastity belt for a man?
I've seen one for a woman. I haven't seen one for a man.
Can you pee through it?
That's what I was wondering. I mean, what if this guy has to go to the bathroom?
Then, yeah, that's a horrible idea to give her the key. You're just going to be pissing in a chastity belt all day.
Might even be shitting on it if it covers up your back end.
Yeah, I don't know how they work.
I don't know how it works.
We might need to look
somebody one up. Send us a picture of a male chastity device, and we will send you a free shirt.
Chastity for shirts.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that anybody uses a chastity device anymore, that's like some medieval shit in my
opinion. Yeah. I know they make, like, chastity belt. Like, I don't know, because I haven't, like, you know, been involved in it. But I know I have heard stories of a kind. Like, people talk about how, like, they used chastity belts back in the day to, like, kids to show them that it was sinful to, like, be horny and shit. And, like, they had, like, needles in them. So, like, if you got a boner, it would, like, stab you in the dick.
Yeah, and keep you from getting aroused.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this dude getting stabbed in the dick right now?
I don't know if he's getting stabbed in the dick. Tiny little dick. Or if, like, it's the metal one that doesn't move and then, like, his dick can't get hard and it hurts.
Either way, it seems really fucking wild.
But I think it's weird that he says, kind of small, so maybe best to keep it locked up.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I would think it's kind of huge, best to keep locked up, because that thing's going to be slaying bitches.
Yeah, if you don't use this thing, somebody's... I mean, have you ever seen a fucking shaving cream can?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this guy is thinking right now. But what I'm getting from this message is kind of random. I want to fuck this chick. She doesn't have a sex drive, bro. She just doesn't want to fuck you. You're fucking weird and ugly.
Yeah.
And so he goes and gets a chastity device and gives her the key. That was fucking dumb, because this chick's never going to talk to you again, and you're going to be stuck with that thing. Somebody's going to have to come cut it off of you.
Yeah, and that's going to be a wild story to have to tell.
Yeah.
You know, Space Nerd, I want you... It's Space Nerd 87, let me correct myself. I want to hear how this story ends. If you happen to hear this, I want to know where you went with this chastity belt experience.
Yeah, or our friend Alyssa, if you happen to listen to this, get this message back to your friend. Have her start up a conversation. We need to hear more from Space Nerd 87, because this is a wild human being, and I want to hear how this goes.
See if we can get any pictures of the chastity belt. Yeah. Not necessarily on him, but I want to know if he's, like, making up a weird thing to get a conversation started, or if this dude legitimately went through, put on a chastity belt, gave keys to a girl, and now he's still talking to other girls on dating sites to get opinions about it.
Yeah, or we need to find out. You need to tell your friend, be like, who's this girl? I'll chat with her. And then we need to hear her side of the story. I want to see... I don't want to see the girl that he's getting advice from. I want to see the girl who is getting the actual messages that has the key to this guy's chest.
Oh, the girl who has the keys?
Yeah, I want to talk to that bitch.
Yeah. No, I want to know who that is, too.
So... we're going to have some deeper investigating to do on this. If we can actually, like, get down to the nitty-gritty, that would be pretty cool. So that's pretty much for Tinder Talks. But we are just going to slide right into the next segment. No transition. We got some debatables, Austin.
Things to debate.
I got some simple ones again. I kind of like just the cheesy little simple debates back and forth. And speaking of cheese, I got a sandwich debate.
Okay.
You can only have one sandwich for the rest of your life from here on out.
Okay.
You picking PB&J or hot ham and cheese?
Let me ask one question.
Okay.
Are Hot Pockets sandwiches?
No.
Then I'm going with PB&J because there's a hot ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
That is a perfect answer. That's a really good answer.
Thank you. Yeah. No, because that's my favorite Hot Pocket is the ham and cheese. And when I originally heard the question, I was like, fuck, I really like the Hot Pocket ham and cheese. I don't know, like, hot ham and cheese. I don't think I could go out without those. But then I had to, like, think about it. Like, is a Hot Pocket really a sandwich? Or are they kind of like an American burrito?
Or a calzone.
Or a calzone, yeah. Yeah, kind of like a calzone. But if that's the case, I'm going PB&J. Let me do... We'll add to this one real quick. I have one on mine. When you eat a PB&J, do you cut your crusts off?
No.
Do you cut your sandwiches into triangles or straight down?
Okay.
If you have to, are you going to cut your sandwich straight in the middle or in triangles?
If I'm just eating the sandwich, I'm probably going to cut it right in half. If I'm dipping it in something, I will cut it diagonally because it's easier to dip. Like, have you ever had like a peanut butter sandwich with tomato soup or something?
Or
chili?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Peanut butter sandwich and chili? Oh, if you guys don't do that, stop listening. I don't even want to be your friend. I don't even want you to be here. Next time you have chili, get a peanut butter sandwich. Fucking lather that motherfucker up with some crunchy peanut butter or smooth, depending on your preference. Sorry if you have a peanut allergy, but fuck you. This shit's delicious and chili. Oh my god, it makes chili so much better. Sorry.
I want chili and peanut butter.
I do right now, actually. You want to go get like white chicken chili after this with some PB&J? Just peanut butter sandwiches?
Where at?
We can go to Mattingly's.
They got
white chicken chili.
And PB sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm driving all the way to Mattingly's. We'll see. But the next debate I have is back in the day, I was a big cartoon kid.
Okay.
Nickelodeon Cartoon Network was where it was at, but if you could only watch one of those channels, which one would you pick?
Between
Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network.
I want to know what your because we were 8 years apart.
Yeah, mine's going to be Cartoon Network, and it hurts me because my favorite cartoon of all time is Rocko's Modern Life, and so I wouldn't be able to watch that, but as far as an overall lineup, Cartoon Network was stacked.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon had like the Rugrats and the Rocko and Capone was pretty cool. Hey Arnold, Doug, Ren and Stimpy. They had some good shows.
Ren and Stimpy was Nick?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But Cartoon Network, I liked weirder stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoon Network had Dexter's Lab,
Johnny Bravo,
Ed, Edd n Eddy, Powerpuff Girls.
Yep.
It had I Am Weasel and Ire Baboon.
Yeah.
It was part of another cartoon, though. I can't remember. Oh, Cow and Chicken.
Yep.
Two Stupid Dogs. They just had so many.
Was Cat Dog Nick?
Yes, that was Nickelodeon, too. And I just personally liked the ones that were on Cartoon Network as a whole more, but Nickelodeon had their select few that were actually my ultimate favorites.
Mm.
And Disney Channel can get fucked.
So there was more. Yeah, fuck Disney Channel. If you watch
they did
Disney,
have the Mighty Ducks on there, which was cool, but that was the only show I watched.
If you watch Disney Channel like as a child, you're probably a serial killer now.
Yeah, you and Bob Ross can go get cancer.
Yeah. That needs to be a shirt. You and Bob Ross can go get cancer.
All right, that's going to be copyright.
Yeah, that's our idea. No one take that because we will
make the
do
shirts.
Nothing about it, probably. So, yeah, Cartoon Network probably had a better, like, options on their channel, but I think Nickelodeon had, like, dominant shows. Like, they had, like, three of them that ran the roost.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody loved those three.
Yeah.
And for me, I would say Courage the Cowardly Dog was Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was one of my favorites. I think I'd have to go with Cartoon Network as well, just because Ed, Edd n Eddy, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Johnny Bravo, and Dexter's Laboratory. And what was the one show with the...
There was Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yep, too. Space Ghost Coast to Coast. There was the one with the...
And they got all the Adult Swims now.
Yeah. Was it the Amanda Show that used to do, like, the little side segments? Was that on Cartoon Network or Nick?
That was on Nick, and I think you're thinking of All That, where Amanda Bynes came from before the Amanda Show is basically, like, Saturday Night Live for kids.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That was All That.
Yeah, I remember that. Because what's his name was on
Kenan
it?
And Kenan and Kel
yeah.
came from.
Kenan and Kel was a Nick thing, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, that's a hard choice. Kenan and Kel, orange soda. How do you say no?
I know, by watching Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I'd have to do Cartoon Network, mainly because Courage the Cowardly Dog. That was one of my favorite shows.
All right, if you were successful in one of these categories, which would you pick? A mafia boss member, a gang bike leader, or a vigilante?
So
like a mafia gangster, a badass biker gang member, or a vigilante?
I feel like the mobster would be the best choice.
That's
like,
what I would
I think
with.
It would be the most fun.
Just straight gangster, like you're you're a criminal, but they got those values. They got the rules that they abide by.
Yeah, they got just family, slick. Respect. They're just smooth motherfuckers.
Yeah, one of the cool things in a show we were watching the other day is there was these mobsters, and it was kind of fucked up because when they went to jail, they were gay together. They grew up best friends. They were great, gay in jail together.
Brokeback jail cells, huh?
Yeah, they came out and just didn't talk about it, and he was with this one chick, and the one guy got jealous, yada, yada, yada. Well, it turned out that his one guy was a snitch. When he found out about it, well, he came and killed the cop that he was going to snitch to. He told his buddy, or his buddy was like, oh, I caught so-and-so snitching. I was taking out the cop. And so he's talking to him. Well, then he shoots his buddy and tells him that, you know, he loved him, but it was an issue. Well, then later there's a scene where he goes to the dude's mom and tells her, like, yo, he died. He would want me to take care of you, and leaves her a big stack of money. And he's like, I know you don't want it, but you know I need it. And it was, like, kind of crazy. It was like, you know, it's that... those rules that they follow, it's like he killed his best friend, but his best friend broke the rule and snitched, so he had to take him out, so he killed his best friend, but he's still gonna take care of that dude's mom because that's what he would have had to do if he was loyal and died. And so those little like mafia rules that you gotta abide by are pretty dope.
I think the biker gang would make you the most badass. Yeah, like you'd just be you. Yeah, you'd just be grit. You'd be a tough dude that people didn't want to fuck with. You'd be doing illegal shit all the time and getting in bar fights and drinking all the time and driving your motorcycle recklessly and fast. And you'd be banging a bunch of fucking
bitches.
Yeah, they'd look like doodle
pads. Vigilante would be cool though, just fucking up a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah, I was about to say that would be the most morally good.
Yeah, that would be the most morally good. But then you would have. I feel like a lot more targets on your back because every fucking person would want to get rid of you that was in any sort of organization. Right,
you'd have the mafia and the bikers against you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my rating. My power rating would be mafia, vigilante, biker, and it's because mafia's the slickest, coolest, vigilante is the most moral, and biker gang is going to be the toughest, more grittiest person. So I would have to be also a gangster.
I agree. And then the final thing I got for debatables is, if you were going to die, would you rather be stabbed to death, burned to death, or drowned?
Drown. I would rather drown. I'm also
not debating these very hard.
We kind of agree with everything. I also fear water, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, I like swimming and going in deep water and stuff, but, like, if I get any, like, slight tiredness, like, where I think I'm getting real tired, I won't go in water.
Because you're afraid you won't make it out.
Yeah, I fear I won't make it out. Like, when I was little, I wouldn't do diving boards or anything. I wouldn't go in any water as tall as me. Like, I wouldn't go anything 6 foot. I had to have my head or shoulders above water for me to feel comfortable. I don't know if you knew that about me. But, yeah, I really struggled with that. And I knew how to swim. It just scared the shit out of me. But as I got older, I got over that. And I started, you know, swimming and doing diving boards and doing all that shit. But still to this day, like, when we went on that float trip, at one point when I was swimming on the side of the boat, I was starting to get tired. And you guys all kind of, like, started to get ahead of me a little bit in the boats. I was like, I'm going to fucking die out here. This is not a good sign. I'm going to die. But then I got into, like, a shallower part, and I was able to get up and, like, walk the rest of the way and calm down, and I got back to the boats. But, yeah, I legit thought I was going to drown for a while, and I fucking hate that feeling. But I would rather feel that than be engulfed in flames or be getting shit.
Engulfed in flames would be the absolute worst.
You know, I think so too, but when things get so hot, it kills your nerve endings real fast.
Yeah, Nicole was explaining it to me last night. She's like, it's going to burn through a lot of shit before it burns your nerves to where they die. She's like, you're going to feel a lot of pain.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to feel a lot of it. But for you to, like, actually... And I bet it won't burn everything. It's probably going to spread enough to where you're feeling something the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, burning would probably be the most painful. Being stabbed... Yeah, I just wouldn't want to be stabbed, like, even once.
That's one of my fears, is just somebody, like, coming up behind you and stabbing you.
Like, right in your kidney?
Yeah, or
you'd liver. Be done, yeah.
Kidney, you'd survive. Liver, no.
Is the liver the one I'm thinking of? Yeah. What's the one that he gets in...
Liver filters your blood.
Yeah, isn't it... That's when it comes out, like, almost black, when your blood's... Yeah, because that's where, like, people stab you in prison.
Yeah, and then you're done.
Yeah.
You're dead.
That's all it takes.
That's it. So fucked up, like, as complex of an organism we are, where, like, one thing goes wrong, you're done.
Yeah, just one thing can fucking end you at any time. And it's so weird, because we have, like, four of them that are, like, extremely vital. Your lungs, heart, brain, liver. Yeah. One of those goes out.
Or even a lung. You can live with one lung.
Yeah, but if your lungs collapse, I'm saying, like, you, as one,
Yeah.
Your lungs, if they go down, you can't do anything. Yeah. You're dead.
Well, not necessarily. Dad had both his lungs collapse when he was in the car wreck. They shoved the tube in there and aired him up. But you gotta get there quick.
Right.
But, like, kidney, there's two of. Lungs, there's two of. Your heart, brain, liver. One of those, or you only got one. There's no backup.
Do you die if your stomach ruptures? Like, do you die quickly? If your stomach
ruptures? I don't know if it's quickly, but I bet you fucking die because your stomach acid just starts eating through all your other shit.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people survive gut shots all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you're getting stomach acid everywhere when you get shot in the stomach.
Not necessarily, though. It can puncture your actual... your actual stomach area isn't as big as your whole stomach.
No, it's like...
And so you can get shot in the stomach, and it could be go through, like, your abdominal wall and ricochet off a bone or something and not actually puncture your stomach lining.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, if you get into the actual...
stomach?
Yeah, and your, like, intestines aren't in your stomach either, so you can get hit in the intestines, and it's not in your stomach. But the actual stomach itself gets ripped open, that's probably going to be a bad time.
Yeah, I wonder... I might have to look into that, like, see how, like...
How that works.
Yeah, how, like, if you got your stomach ripped open, how that would affect you long-term.
Well, I can tell you one thing that doesn't affect me long-term. It's enjoying a nice beer, and we've enjoyed a few of them right now, and we're going to go ahead and give you guys a review on that.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Today's beer review, as always, is brought to you by Barrel's Tap House in O'Fallon, Missouri, at the corner of Highway N and Highway K in O'Fallon, Missouri. They got 109 beers on tap, amazing new food options on the menu, and as always, an amazing staff. So be sure and go in there and tell them the guys from Inside the Pocket sent you for an amazing experience. And pick up an Inside the Pocket t-shirt while you're there. Don't fucking steal it, though. Today's beer review is Ripple White Ale, made with real oranges. What do you think of this one, Austin?
Well, this beer by Four Hands Brewing Company, which is a company that I'm pretty fond of, you know, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I think this is going to be our first beer review where we both say we don't like this beer.
I really don't like it. I've had two of them now, and I'm probably still going to drink the third one just because I don't like to buy beer and not drink it. I think that is a waste, and I think you're not American if you do that. But I will say I do love the can. The can is
The can is, like, catchy.
Yeah, it's like a white can on top with a light baby blue on bottom with orange lettering in the white and white lettering in the blue. And it has a nice, like, staple around the bottom, like a ring. And it tells you the size of the can, St. Louis, Missouri is written on it, and a 5% alcohol per volume. So, it has the brew, the Four Hands Brewing Company all around the top of the can. It's a very eye-catching can.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be really orangey when we started drinking it, like a stronger Blue Moon.
Now, one thing I see on it that I don't see on a lot of cans, and this could be why we don't enjoy it, is it actually has pairing options on the can.
Yes.
And it says seafood and shows a crab, and then brunch and it shows a croissant, grapes, and it looks like a glass of wine, but I guess maybe it's supposed to be a glass of this.
Yeah.
So, that's my guess.
I could see this going decently with some fish or crab legs or something like that, but to just sit down and enjoy, I would much rather, if I'm going to drink something that's made with oranges and that's the idea I'm going with, I'd much rather have, like, a Bud Light Orange or preferably a Blue Moon
or a Shock Top, anything like that. This is just, I don't know, it's a good swing at the orange taste, but I don't think it's hitting home runs. I think it's grounded
out. Does not deliver.
So... I'm gonna start giving them a number on the scale.
Out of what? 10?
Yeah, out of 10, from 1 to 10, I'm giving this a 3.4.
3.2 for me.
Yeah?
Yep, right down there. I usually like the orange flavor ones, but just the fact that I'm fond of that orange flavor, and that's what this is going for, and I don't like it, gives it a little less. It'd be one thing if I was like, this is not a beer I would typically drink, so I'm going to give it a judgment based on somebody that would like it. I do like this type of beer, and it's not good, so it's not getting a very good rating.
Yeah, no, it's very low. This will probably be... The only other time I might get this beer is now that I know it goes good with seafood, if I happen to be cooking some, like, fish or something, I might pick up a case of this just to try it, just to see if it does pair well.
And then if I didn't like it, I would never buy it.
Yeah, I'd never buy it again. There's a good chance I won't ever buy it again. I'm just saying maybe give it a second chance later in life. So, right now, probably not.
So, 3.2?
I was 3.4.
3.2 and 3.4 averages out to 3.3, I believe.
Yep, we'll do a 3.3. I'm actually going to start doing a picture thing on Facebook. I'm going to do it right now and on Instagram.
All right. Well, be sure and check that out if you want to see what we're drinking. We're also going to get that video of the awesome bear from our WoW story of the week earlier. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, as always, please be sure to share. Tell your friends. Follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We are on SoundCloud. Let your friends know. Next month, we are going to be official. We appreciate you guys for listening. But get that word out there. We want to grow this thing big. We love you guys.
One more thing. If anybody has any information on the guy who took the shirt from 109, you can DM us or DM 109 and get in contact with them. We're just trying to get the shirt back or get the money for it. Either one's fine.
Yeah, and if you get us that shirt, we'll give you a free shirt of our first prints that we did. And, yeah, we'll shout you out or something.
Alrighty. Sounds like a final ending. Good ending. Time for the ending. All right. Yeet, boys.
Inside the pocket of a clown. It's a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns.